Blog Talk Radio.
Please like and subscribe to all ISUPK
ICTK, we got a advantage over all our enemies.
Right.
I mean, make sure you share this on all social media sites. Put your attention there. Alright? With that being said, shout out to everybody out there in Detroit. Getting it down on the side of Christ in the Lord of Hands. I mean, and right now, everybody on YouTube, everybody on Facebook, Benaya Na, Sister Marquetta, Brother John, let me go over there on Facebook. Isaiah Allah, Ayola, Maloya, Princess Dawasa, a warrior, Nakoha, Makabi, and Most High Christ. God, I'll put you in the name. I'm not sure if you got it. You might want to hug my good. Second message is I believe I'll put you in the name that you asked for, sir, my good. Most High Christ, man. Y'all know we get into the past, right? Y'all already know that. Y'all already know we're getting into the past. This worship, I want to use an example word. Whatever you want to be about. We use the bar. Let's use a mark. We'll use a mark. A mark being said, right? Now, I sent my Facebook post out on a book that I had that I was learning from. I highly recommend that you get that black and white ICBK, study tools website from up the ICBK website. From the study tools page, get the biblical Hebrew textbook and workbook. Get that book first. I would recommend that with the Ben Yehuda for all the words. I don't know if y'all can see, I'm gonna post it up here real quick. Put it in front of the camera. It's the Ben Yehuda. It's the Hebrew to English dictionary. Not sure if y'all can see it. You may be able to, may not. It's the Ben Yehuda Hebrew to English dictionary. Got a ton of different words in there. I mean, ton of different words, ton of little, it's a dictionary. So you get it, basically. All right. Now, that being said, I am locked in, they got to the flag, right? Tell you what's more. If you can put up the word Amar.
A-H-M-A-R.
Yep, sign correct. A-H-M-A-R. This is going to be our example word. I will give y'all a quiz, but I'm going to wait if we can give y'all a quiz. It's fun, I had to be locked.
My door is
open. Yeah, okay. But I'm going to wait until we can give y'all a quiz. I'm going to get into teaching staff for the students that's in the class. I'm going to punch out words y'all need. I got my teaching staff over here.
Come.
On the podium. I'll be using that to point to y'all need to. So, Amar means to say. Means to say. And when it's passed. Be on the past today. Hey, you put that somewhere on the board too, the past.
Right.
Most I am first. Hey, man, that was my choice too. That was the plan. I thought I was going to have to live. Play that for a little bit when we get into the past. Well, this is not everybody out here in Detroit, man. Holding it down. Shout out to everybody in the city holding down these classes, man. Shout out to the ICBK, the water to the 7-8, the water to the Most High House Shop, and the water to the Commander Jimmy Hanna for holding down these truths and passing it down, man, keeping this thing going. I should be the water. I want to say the water. Amen.
Okay.
So, that being said, Amar being said, all right, the word Amar means say. It means say. You know, put it like a say over the top of it. Now, in the past tense, it means say. Means say. Means to say, to say something. That's what it means. All right. So let me throw this up. Let me cast this to the TV so I can see what you're doing. Also, the call number is 515-605-9379. You want to call in? Someone's putting the life. I see you out there. You want to call in the number is 515-605-9379. Once again, it's 515-605-9379. All right, you can call the number, right now. We'll post it on Facebook as well. Call in, man. I believe we had a brother, a brother's name, he's supposed to call in from out there in the Caribbean Islands. He's supposed to call in 515-605-9379. I'm going to call in a few questions, no sweat. So, Allah means fed, right? I mean, it means to say. Now, the past tense means fed. Okay? So, we're going to use that as our root word for today. As our root, which means to say. And we're going to go off that and show what you have to do, put it in the past tense. So, I'm going to play this song for a little bit more. He used a frame on that black and white, Phillips and Leaving Brown, telling me about. But even though that was not the scripture verse, it did have those words in there, but that wasn't actually the verse. But they took those words and used it as an example, for like a beginning lesson. So with that being said, you want you to know the different ways, you want you to know what's being said and why it's being said that way.
Right.
Like about the damn lock, them rings, they hot, man. I like them rings too. But them rings is cold. Who did the rings? But them rings is ill. First, I'm saying the rings is hot as in heat. Then I'm saying the rings is cold as in cold weather. Right. Then I'm saying the rings is ill as in being sick. I might say that, and that's sick right here. But this all means good. It means I like how you get the rings. I mean, that's bad.
Right.
So you got to know what he's saying and understand the plan. So I'm gonna come up to the board, right? I'm gonna start on the right. I'm gonna write in a few words, and then I'm gonna start showing you how to say it in the Hebrew. What was handed down through 7 days of the school, the ICPK. We're gonna get it in.
Okay.
I'm taking the Hebrew too while I'm doing it, all right? Matter of fact, I ain't gonna do that for this part of it. So I want y'all to see it. So let me take the mic off real quick. All right, now the mic may not be able to stretch, so I'm going to bring it over, grab the mic stand real quick, lock and bear with me. All right, move away. Okay, the mic is a little bit, it's pretty good. Let's sit right here. It doesn't try to wait for it. All right, so let's get to it. So this is what it's saying right here in the Hebrew. Or this is how we're going to say it in the Hebrew rather than coming, so to speak. See this one here?
You think that's the one right here?
So Amar means sick. Let me grab the two staff. What over here? You got it? Amar means said, means to say in the Hebrew. Amar, Amar, the ma, the ra, right here. As you know, the Hebrew has 22 characters, or how they would say in the white man's language, 22 letters. So it says, Amar, Amar means to say. As you're going to pass it, it's going to mean said, all right? If I wanted to say, I said, it's it would be. So Amar means to say. I wanted to say, I said, right? Or should I put I here? I said. I put I said right here. Just to make it easy. I said. But this is what put this in parentheses. I said. Of course, it would be Anya. So Anya, I said Anya, Amar, the Yah. So Amar is the root word, it would be Amar, Amar, the Yah, with the Tha and the Yah. Amar, the Yah. All right. Now, as y'all know, in Hebrew, is nothing that connects to the Yah. Meaning, nothing connects. This is the Yah right here. Nothing connects to this Yah. No yay or hey or they, none of that.
Right.
But the Yah does connect to other words. Like you got Yah Amar, or Yah Waat, or this one, like Yanaquan. If y'all know Yanaquan name is. Is YA with the W, like y'all. So it's Yah Naquan. So this Yah connects to words. It connects to other characters, but nothing connects to this Yah. So to make something past tense and to make it say I, you add the Yah to the end, the Tha and the Yah.
Because once again, this is the root word right here. This right here is the root word. So, Amar. Amar is the root. Now, to make it past tense, it's Sayah. Why? Because you're saying I did this. And remember, we're going to go through Malachi chapter 3, verse 1. I love that one. When the Most High said, this is the first time ever in the Bible the Most High said he loved Jacob and hated Esau. And it says, I love. And it says, Ahabia. It's masculine. So it says, I love Israel. All
right?
That's one of my favorite scriptures. So, I'm going to put this right here because this is the past tense. This part of it, it's the past tense. And it's the past tense for I. I don't know if you can see it on the board. You may not can see that. I'll write it a little bit bigger. I'll write it a lot bigger. So this right here is the root. And this right here is the past tense. And it's the past tense for I. It's saying I did this. All right? Which is the Yah, the Sa and the Yah. So the root word for say, I don't really have no space to do it, but I'll put it right here, is the root word is Amar. So it's now Amar, the Yah, the Sa, with the Yah. It's right here, the tag. The Yah is right here is the root, Amar. This is the root. I put it right into the thing. There you go. So what we have is we have Amar Yah. Well, in a sentence, if you want to say I say, you say Anya Amar Yah. Anya Amar Yah. Which is saying, I said it. Somebody was asking who said it, you would say, I said, Anya Amartya, I said this. Alright? I'm gonna give you a minute to copy that down. Give you a minute to copy it down. I'm gonna check some of the questions online. I'm gonna see what's going on in the class. Once again, type in your questions concerning the Hebrew. You don't get any questions concerning the Hebrew on YouTube and on Facebook. And I'm going to give you your name, but call in. You tune into the class, call in. I post the call number as well. Maybe get up. If you like and subscribe to all ISBK channels, advantage over our enemy. Of course, got an advantage over our enemy. Always. Once again, we go to the alphabet again.
Just for any new students that may not know what it's saying. All right, so this is how you say, I love you in Hebrew. So I, as you guys put it on the board, is I am. I mean, I or I am is Anya. It means I. Now, see, if I were to say, I love you, of course it would be Anya. And love is a ha. But if you say it to a woman, it would be Abba. I got Ahava with an I, and it's Ahava. And then, of course, you is a five. All right? Let me check that real quick. I don't know the fact that I'm going to be a no sweat, brother. Anya Ahaba. That is actually what it is. It's Anya Ahaba. Because the Sah means you. Anya Ahaba. When you get all those seconds, get that down. We're going to move on to the next one, which is how to say, you say something that you use. Masculine and feminine. When you say you, you say the Sah. Masculine and feminine, you can say it to a male or a female. Alright? Now, when you say it, of course, you're gonna sometimes man can switch the verb and get another action word to masculine or feminine, which we'll get in a second. Or you have to switch to a five, depending on if you say it to more than one person. You may have to switch it to plural. Either plural masculine or plural feminine. Either or, if you thought it was more than one man or more than one woman, you have to switch it. All right, so I'll give y'all a little bit of time to get that down. Lock in, switch it over real quick. I know sweat. All right, so the lock in, maybe some of you can raise some more. Maybe you can do the next one.
Carl.
You keep the R up there in the United States. You actually keep that both the second set, but at least the I in there. You don't know, the U. So now what we're about to go into is how to say something in the past and how to say in the past, but to say you said. So the brother actually, if I can write it down, I'll write it down in a second for you. I'll give you a second. We said, please look for questions. So, brother asked, I'm going to ask, is there an alphabet you can show us to memorize? Right, there is an alphabet. The alphabet is right next, actually right next to the board. But if you email moriahdk@gmail.com, I send you all your 72. For the ICBK Hebrew prayer. I'm going to post it into the Facebook link right now. You can email this email. MariahK@gmail.com. You can post it on YouTube as well. And just request the 72 for the Hebrew prayer. I'll send you the ICBK alphabet sheet. The 100 most common verbs, copy of Hebrew, something else. I have to copy the present in Hebrew. Oh, the past, present, and future tense, and the alphabet. That's arrivedk@gmail.com. Alright, so Malachi, yeah, you said up there. This is what you want to put up there, Malachi. You want to put it. This is you. Shemarata. Asa Shemarata. Yeah, I need to put it in too.
Okay.
Scholar Cone. Over the top of you, that top of you next to you, said, like, where you at? Yeah, big across, big and big.
Right.
Yeah. So, basically, this is how you say, you say in the Hebrew, and no sweat to you, no sweat, but influence you by that, no sweat, man. Now, let me take any other questions on YouTube, me on Facebook as well on YouTube. All right? And y'all know, now, the plan, y'all need to do this. Now, like I said, I'm going to go back, maybe next week, and I'll go over the alphabet. And I may go over some of the past, some of the present. And I'm in the picture of how to be on track. But more than likely, I just go to the alphabet. And I continue to keep the past. So, what the lobby has on the board is a lot. This has you to keep the past. And you can explain to the people what you just put up on the board if you know. No?
Come.
All right, what's the actual thing, take the mic. Just explain to them what they are looking at on the floor. Am I talking?
Shalom, this is the you said in the past tense. So for you said, it would be atah, which is you.
Watch,
right?
Then he put Shamar aside. You got to put Amar. All right, slide. That's what I said. This one you only put in the thigh.
The Bible in it, we can say, you said. Then Matthew and Orphan, we can say, you said.
Nah, I'm good. Nah, I'm good. I mean,
that's Israel, is land word, man. And that's how the Bible was written. Like, no, white man, no. I'm good. I don't want to be your friend. I see you every day at the prison. You don't got to go hang out after work. So I can get shot in the Hebrew every time I go to the city.
Nah, I mean, Hebrew. Like, in the age.
No, lie. No, like, nah. I'm good. There's no, but Israel, we got to be say everything. And the term is no. I better the same. Hey, just did it filled with it. That is a big person in Israel. I'm going to give you some more. Say, you want to do it today? You can look at me like a damn thing. Oh, man. What's that like? Just move on, man. Brother number one, I think we got to follow on. We can get the brother. We have a question. I'm going to give you the brother real quick. Hey, Jalon, how am I sitting out of the shop right now? Call the number 876-537. You want to line up? Hey, it's a long call. It's a long call. Come on, come on,
come on, come on. The line,
I can hear you. Shalom,
shalom, shalom.
Oh, shalom, shalom.
Yeah, oh, so I was saying, so I'm saying, I'm trying to forget the right pronunciation of the word. Like, it's the one that I typed, so I'm sending the message, C-H-A, the C-H-A-A.
That's Ka.
Is it Ka?
Yeah, like, kind of Arab, you get a little accent, like, Ka.
Oh, car.
How you say the word is
Ka-wa-wa. Okay. All right. So the other one that I have a problem pronouncing is, you know, it's taking me a little time to get with this.
Did you need me to repeat it again?
Yeah, I'm trying to go through it. So, but when I pronounce it, I'm not sure if I'm getting the right pronunciation. All right. So let me read the Lord's Prayer and see if I'm on the right page. It says, Abba Nawa Shabba Shamayom. Kadash Hayan Chamka Yabawa Malakwaka.
Right,
alright, so the THA is what? Da. I'm trying to get the right pronunciation. I'm speaking H-A. So that is the other one that I have. I'm not so sure of how it is pronounced.
It's Ka-wa-wa-nawa.
It's
La
La Iowa Lamium.
Right, La Iowa.
And Kawab Waya Nawa.
Right.
Okay.
All right. All right. All right, Chris, you're going to get back to the Hebrew. get back into it. The Bible says, brother, what kind of prayer? So what the Lockie got on the board is, we got to say, he said, it is how you are, I mean, sorry, it is how well I am all. How I am all. That's how you say, he said in the Hebrew. And a lot of people use it because she said,
come, come.
She said, and the wise once again for the brother said, they call it in. I mean, one time Christ, the Lord. Once again, man, shout out to everybody on YouTube and Facebook. Lord, what are y'all got out there to that Midwest barbecue, man? We're going down with commanding general the honor, the general, the captain, the officers, man, having a good time. Eating that barbecue.
Right.
If the Christians would say fellowship, I mean that brotherhood and most I pray, man. Lord, I think that is a wise tent. I think a lot of brothers spoke good at the tent, most I pray. Yeah, right. That's the teacher on the class, that's how you say she said in Hebrew. She said. I'm going to use it a little bit more. Not let the logic be done. The logic became the expert. And he was the most high Christ. Oh, I got one. My son right here, too. Like, too, man, right here. Oh, thank you. I'm going to put that the most high Christ. All right, Malachi, I see you got enough here. So, what the brother got on the board is Hayana Amor. Now you say, she said in the Hebrew. Now you say, she said, Hayana Amor. Most high in Christ. But to get the water for everybody tuning in on YouTube and Facebook, the water. Calling this. No in Hebrew is La'ah. Not the word like I know, but no, you can't have that. It's La'ah. If you put La'ah on the board for me real quick, so I
can.
No, it's La'ah. So if they go to the rebrick, it's going to be on point. That's the only kind of way to be decided on why, then. I mean, rebrick, man. I mean, the ICPK. They got the portal flowing lovely in the Christian church.
Right.
As much as you can get, then, man, there's an effort, got some insurance and all that, discussing.
Right.
They got it flowing like the portal up in the Christian church. You're trying to get a play the portal, you might get that. A thumb, Shamar thumb, a thumb shamar thumb. That's how you say it. I'm saying it a few times. Say it loud and lock it. Write that out. The Lamar, the thumb, shamar thumb. you will be a when you use this or you are or you wouldn't need to stop being Rupert son at the end. Or stop saying Amar or Alomar being at the end. Now, Alomar son in the past tense. Okay, in the past tense, it would still be Amar son. So, I just like that you said feminine. Feminine plural means speaking to more than one person. Speaking to a group of women. It will be, yeah, you said out of tongue. You have to put the fun. Now, we use that, yeah?
Right.
Yeah.
Right, time will come. Slot. So.
It will be a fun, tomorrow comes. Like you said, you speak to all Christian women in the church. Like what? You said you can eat for. Yes, she should say, you should say you can eat for man. You said you got to eat for man. Y'all are going to be a fun, a moral fun. A fun, a moral fun. 1 second, if you got them down, you're going to move on to the next.
You know, we were in the weekend, about to do the same thing a lot. I'm about to write tomorrow. Tomorrow.
Noah. Is it not Noah? Or more Noah? So is it not Noah? More Noah? Not Noah? More Noah? Is how you say we said. We said, we said, all right? Because you know Amar means say. So past tense is right here, what we said. So we said such and such. Anak now. As you know, it's going to be up. And of course, the knock is connected. Na, na, wa. So you're looking at the connectors right here. The ah is right here. The knock is right here. Knock, knock, knock. Instead of it being ah knock her now, I got knocked her now. Ah knock, knock. This is the ah off the end of it. Knock now. More now. So, in the past tense, the root word is basically the same, but you're just adding the ending for the number of people and the gender that you're saying. Because, once again, in Hebrew, is how does it go? It's number, gender, and the tense. It's number, gender, and the tense. And, of course, the root as well, which I just found out. But for the past tense, it's the number and it's the gender. So the number and the gender is we. So it's we is just like saying you. It's just like saying the sub, masculine and feminine. It goes, it's universal.
Right.
Say, so to speak. Right? But when you're saying we did something, it's a not Nawa, a mar Nawa. So this Nawa goes at the end. It will be a not Nawa, a mar Nawa. Because this is the root word right here. Right here is the root word. Amar. So you're just applying this right here, which is this. Little part right here. These two characters. I don't want to do it like that. Look a little jammed up. Put the underline under. This right here is the tense, which is past tense. That's the tense right there. Then you know that. And this is also the number and the gender. But Amar now, actually, how it's all said, I'm going to put tense right there. I just don't think it says is the actual tense. Because you're saying Amar now, without the Y, you say past tense, or without the rules for the present tense, for the future tense, is letting you know that this whole thing is in past tense. The whole thing is past tense. All right?
Come on.
Now that I look a lot more jammed up than I'm a locker head, let's lock it, y'all. I may try to fix it. But this is how you would say we did something in the Hebrew. You want to say we teach the law. To teach is Mawa. Wait, no, wait. Hold on. It's my award. It's my war. I mean, I forget what teaching is. Lock. I'm jamming up in my head. What is it? Hold on, let me see. My greeting used to be Ayakotazian Mara, my award. My award. Oh, it's my award. That's what it is. It's my award. So, teach my award. It will be my award now. Meaning, we teaching or we teach. ICBK, we teach the truth. ICBK, my award now. We teach the truth. All right? My award now, Amma. We teach.
or my award now, or how to buy. All right, so. So, I'm going to give y'all some time to get that down up here. I've been down already. Give y'all a little bit of time to get it down. We're going to move on to the next one. I believe we should have that down pat. But in case you don't, we'll be a little second to write it down. May not have it. Once again, we're going to start losing in America.
Akadi and other creed, that's not how you pronounce it. That's not Hebrew at all.
right now. Now turn this camera. Once I get you on the board, I want to show you that the white man knows how to say shalom. All right? He knows that this is why the white man says shalom. He doesn't say shalom. Shalom. He of course, he says it to an oath. But he don't say shalom. They don't say none of that stupid. He says shalom. That long oath word comes from somewhere. It comes from somewhere. I'm going to show you right now. Let's type this thing for you, YouTube. I just want y'all to see it real quick, man. I want y'all to really see that the white man knows how to say shalom. He knows where it comes from. He knows how to say it. But our people, we start these different little Israelite groups, they don't know how to say it. They don't know how to say the word shalom because they don't understand slang. They don't understand how we speak.
Y'all just gonna be seeing that.